Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a guy who was fired from Fox News named Chris Steigerwalt. He was their political director. And he got fired because the Fox base was upset that he was one of the ones who called Arizona for Biden the day of the election. Without a lot of votes in, but most votes were in. And at that time, Biden was ahead 53-47. And they went on the air and said, we will call it for Biden. It's going to shrink. It won't be 53, but he will have a slight victory. And they were right. They were right. Nobody else, the major networks didn't call it for days till they had counted every absentee ballot. The AP did go in as a result of what Fox did and called it. But the Trump base went nuts. And remember, the Trump base, a lot of them are migrating over to Newsmax and AON and a couple of others. And Fox is desperate to get them back, desperate to get them back. They fired Chris Steigerwalt for correctly calling it the day of. Because the base was saying, because Fox called it, that took the air out of the balloon of Trump saying that everywhere else in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, that somehow the absentee ballots were counted into the night and the next day. And therefore, he says they are illegitimate. And that was a powerful argument. But when Fox called Arizona under the same circumstance, that undercut him. So they can him. They can Chris Steigerwalt. I saw the interview. Chris Hayes interviewed him. And I was impressed with Chris Steigerwalt. Chris Hayes tried to bait him and say, well, you know, your network, you know, spreads lies and all that. And Steigerwalt said, I don't. I'm a political director. We are supposed to call accurately, and there's a premium on calling early compared to the others. And we were the first. And remember, Biden only won Arizona by low single digits, in the teens, I think, at a millions cast. And they correctly called it. They have precincts around Arizona, like they do in every state, where they take exit polls. Guy comes walking out, so who'd you vote for? Say Biden or Trump. And are you a Republican or a Democrat? Well, normally I'm a Republican, but blah, blah, blah. They crunch it. And they say, in some of these precincts, it looks like Biden is going to win or hold even when he should be getting creamed. So therefore, Biden's going to win. And he was right. And the poor guy loses his job. He gets canned because they are going pure Trump. They are just drifting right with the Republican Party. They want eyeballs. They want plenty of eyeballs. And they have plenty of eyeballs. You know, you have a guy like Tucker Carlson. People like Hannity will say anything, stir up a lot of trouble, feed the insurrection's base. And because they have a guy named Chris Steigerwalt, who's top notch at what he does, and he's honest, they get rid of the guy. It's a sad, sad statement. It's a very, very sad statement. Very sad statement. One piece of good news. We have somebody on the line. Luke, who's on the line?
Yeah, we got Slammer in Madison calling in.
Slammer, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I'm sorry, Patty had the radio for the first hour, so I don't know. I'm sure you hit this topic, but I'm looking at what's going on in the assembly and the brakes that were put on the conversation regarding will they move forward with repealing the mask mandate. And, of course, $48, $49 million a month in SNAP benefits. I guess my thought would be, we already know that there's no empathy in this party, sadly, but when you get to the issue of stupidity, would they shoot themselves in the foot and go ahead and do something as ridiculous as this just to satisfy the base? And would the base care about the SNAP benefits being?
Yeah, no, you're raising an excellent point. Yeah, we did hit it, but you raise a good twist on it. And it comes $49.3 million a month times a year would be almost $600 million bucks. The base let them get away with costing us $1 billion in train money, which is our return of our federal dollars. The base let them get away with losing $1 billion in Medicaid funding, which is our federal dollars. And they basically let them get away with mortgaging us $4.5 billion to Foxconn. I'm amazed that they care about $600 million, but apparently they're afraid, which is great. Listen, thanks a lot for calling Slammer. Dave of Oregon, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, I just wanted to just quick comment and I'll listen to you off the air. I heard, again, they're talking about AOC. The same people that support Trump call her that she's psychotic, she's over the top. And yet, if she was a white male, she'd be great. That's really what it comes down to. And I just betting on that, you know, somebody that's actually working for her constituents. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, Dave, thanks a lot. Yeah, and I think it's even, I mean, how about Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's not a white male, and they think she's great. The point is, they think QAnon's great. They think the insurrectionists are great. And AOC, they go after her, they call her names. I personally disagree with AOC on a few issues, but I think she has a lot of character, and I think that she stood up to Cruz. She stood up to Republicans really well. And it really depends on whose ox is getting gored. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. In other words, AOC, and this is a sad statement, when she was told by the marshals to get out of the chamber because she was under attack, they were looking for Pelosi and Mike Pence, you know, hang Mike Pence and kill Nancy Pelosi. But AOC is high on their list. If they had seen her, they would have killed her. And you know what she said? This is very poignant. She said, I did not go to the safe room where they told me to go because there are going to be other Republican congressmen in there. And I was not at all confident that they wouldn't betray my location. Her own colleagues. She went somewhere else where nobody knew and it was less secure. But she was not in with the traitors in the House who are Republican colleagues. You know, Nancy Pelosi put it best. She said, the enemy is within. The enemy is within. There are 435 members of the House. As she looks out over them, she's the speaker, and some of them carry guns onto the floor. They avoid the metal detectors. This guy, Lauren Boebert, or whatever her name is, from Aspen, Colorado, boasted about it. Another guy bringing a gun on. She is convinced that one of these days there will be violence on the floor of the House from the Republicans. Some Democrats have bought vests. They've bought safety vests. Bulletproof vests to protect them from their own colleagues. This is disgusting. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.